You may have heard in the last couple of weeks the devastating news that an Aussie medical missionary couple have been abducted by an extremist group linked with either ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Ken and Jocelyn Elliott are Christians who felt a call to move to West Africa way back in 1972, and there they've stayed for more than 40 years serving the local community through a hospital that they built with their own hands. Terrell Davis is a friend of the Elliots who's based in the USA. He last visited the Elliots in Burkina Faso in 2012, and he joins me on the line now. Terrell, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Claire.
How did you first come to know the Elliots?
Well, our organization, it was put together for the purpose of making connections and helping people. And I had a friend, a surgeon friend of mine, who had done some volunteer work with the Elliots probably about 20 years ago. Ken had the need as far as, you know, more surgeons. So we took a trip to visit Ken to see if we could help connect people to go and work there at the hospital.
Now, you visited him there in Djibo. It's a town in Burkina Faso, one of the nations that make up West Africa, just south of the Sahara Desert. Can you describe to me the area and the community that they're working in?
Yeah, Djibo is in the Sahel or Sahel region right there of Burkina Faso. We were there in August, dry area, very little green, and they get very little rain, very hot, so hot and dry.
And the community, the people that they're working amongst, I know that they're working with some of the poorest of the community. What kind of people are they?
Wonderful people. You know, it's like any developing area of the world, people that are trying to make a living by selling something, working the land or selling things in small shops. I found it to be a very warm community. People would greet you on the street, and so a very warm, caring community.
I've watched a video interview with Dr. Elliott, and he comes across as a man with a great love for God and for people. You can really see it in his eyes. Can you describe Ken and Jocelyn to me from your experience meeting with them?
Yeah, I'd agree with you what you said. I'd add to that just his humility as a person. Ken had such great skills as a surgeon, but it all was from his love of people, you know. And in fact, I asked Ken one time. I said, "Are you a missionary?" You know, and he looked and smiled. And he said, "Well, Terrell, it depends on what you would call a missionary." You know, Ken saw himself with the skills he had been given. And with those skills, he could help people. In fact, I asked him, you know, one time, why is this hospital here? And he said, "Terrell, this hospital's here because God loves people." And yeah, that really captures to me. I only spent 2 weeks with Ken. We've had some emails back and forth, but his, you know, his love for people and the community. He knew the great need. And to spend 43 years of your life there working with those people, Ken is just a wonderful, humble man.
So they've done an incredible work building a 120-bed hospital with their own hands, literally. And Ken's the only doctor there doing the surgery-type work that he does. And he's known as the doctor of the poor people. Can you tell me what impact they've had on the community?
Currently, you can see the impact. You know, the community has actually put up a Facebook page of their own. Calling for the return of their doctor, very upset. I've seen pictures from Djibo, recent pictures where the townspeople have marched, you know, with signs, you know, in support of Ken. I remember one day going to the cattle market with Ken and Jocelyn, and cattle market in Djibo is regional, very huge place with all kinds of animals for sale, and the line of people that would come and shake Ken's hand and greet him, and, you know, just the warmth. And I asked Ken, I said, "Do you know all these people?" And he smiled. He said, "No, Terrell, I've either operated or treated them or their grandchildren, someone in their family over the years." And so, his impact in that community has been great. And, you know, and to read current standings where they say that hospital treats over 2 million people, you know, and I guess you could actually put that impact down to the lives that have been saved. By the surgery, by the treatment, and again, those people would have had nowhere else to go, and will have nowhere else to go if Ken and Jocelyn are not returned.
We're all hoping and praying that they're okay and that they will be returned. Being that they are obviously very resilient, steadfast people with a very strong faith, how do you feel they might be responding to this kind of ordeal?
You know, it's total speculation on my part, but I would say when people like Ken and Jocelyn have exercised the faith to see their needs met over the last 43 years in that hospital and the building of it, my hope is that's the faith now that sustains them through this.